Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. According to reports, some Newcastle players thought that Steve Bruce had been sacked after the 3-0 defeat at Brighton. It is also believed that there were 50 minutes of speculation behind the scenes at the Amex Stadium that Bruce had gone. However, it soon emerged that Bruce had survived losing his job despite a run of 2 wins from 20 matches in all competitions, and he was briefed to conduct his post-game media duties as normal. As players walked down the touchline towards the exit where the club's 3 buses were parked to transport them to the airport, Newcastle players saw Bruce speaking to outlets such as Sky Sports and Match of the Day. It is then understood that the club's hierarchy were then briefed at breakfast time on Sunday that owner Mike Ashley was not going to sack Bruce or change manager within 9 games to go. Meanwhile, former Magpies defender Didier Domi says that Bruce would no longer be in a job if he managed any other Premier League club other than Newcastle. As mentioned, Ashley is set to stick with Bruce, but Domi believes that that is the wrong decision as he feels he hasn't improved the team during his 2 seasons in charge, he is no longer getting a response from his players, and that his current system on the pitch is not fit for purpose. Asked if it was the right time to replace Bruce, Domi added, "Me, I would change it now. I don't see any reaction. I see the same performances week in, week out." And finally, a further blow for Newcastle, as reports are suggesting that midfielder Isaac Hayden will miss the remainder of the campaign with a knee injury. Hayden was involved in a collision with Yves Bissouma in the 3-0 defeat to Brighton, and the Newcastle man was clutching his left knee and clearly in pain. He received medical treatment and he was taken off on a stretcher in the 47th minute. Bruce did not sound optimistic about the injury though, saying, "It doesn't look good at the minute. How bad? I'm not sure, but he'll obviously have scans over the next 24 to 48 hours and we'll see." That's all for now. We'll have more later.